This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you tonight.
The moon landing was a hoax, Conan.
Marquette.
ArsTechnica.com reporting on corrupt Silk Road DEA agent Carl Force. He's been sentenced now, finally, to 78 months in prison today by a judge who said his difficult upbringing didn't warrant any exception to the sentencing guidelines. District Judge, U.S. District Judge Richard Seaborg.
I'm sorry to hear about his rough upbringing, and I really hope the best for him in the federal penitentiary. But,
I don't hope the best for him. This guy's a scumbag.
The Dread Pirate Roberts, supposedly Russ Ulbricht here in the Silk Road, he got a life sentence.
For programming a website where people could sell drugs and other things.
And selling some drugs on the website.
If this was Old Testament, this agent would get at least what the guy he put in jail got.
Seems like it makes more sense than... this just doesn't make any sense. This corrupt government agent who had the trust of the American people, supposedly, goes and abuses his power while investigating, this bad actor, and he gets 78 months, the bad actor gets a lifetime. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, these people should be held to a higher standard, and so any sentences he gets, these people get for being bad apples should be magnified just because they're held to a higher standard. If they're going to be
if
they're going to be
not.
Heroes when they're good, then they need to be straight up devils whenever they're they've done wrong.
We've had heard cops say they're held to a higher standard. There was a cop just the other day who said that to a demo in the streets. He claimed that the police are held to a higher standard. That is
it's absolutely bull.
Yeah. Well, if they're held to any standard, then it feels like it's a higher standard because everybody always feels like they are the beset upon one. It's human nature.
Judge Richard Seaborg said that, quote, the extent and scope of Mr. Force's betrayal of public trust is quite simply breathtaking.
I would agree.
It is compounded by the fact...
Let's deviate from the sentencing guidelines upwards.
There may be that you can't go beyond a certain point.
I'm pretty sure they can.
It's compounded by the fact that it appears to have been motivated by greed and thrill-seeking, including the pursuit of a book and movie deal, unquote. Force investigated the Silk Road drug trafficking as part of a Baltimore-based task force. He took on additional personalities that weren't authorized by his bosses. Using one called Death from Above, he tried to unsuccessfully extort Russ Ulbricht, who earlier this year was convicted of being the Silk Road boss, the Dread Pirate Roberts, and sentenced to life in prison. In another online persona called French Maid, Force convinced Ulbricht to pay him for law enforcement counterintelligence. So just to give you a little bit more information about this guy, Mr. Force, at one point he was able to get into the Silk Road as an administrator. Essentially, they popped one of the administrators for selling whatever it was he was selling. They somehow got to an administrator. And then Mark Force took his login information and started to act as though he was the administrator, one of the administrators of the Silk Road. So that was his job, was to do that. But in addition, he was also creating these other Silk Road personalities and using them to attempt to extort, and in some cases successfully extort, Russ Ulbricht. And, of course, obviously, as a law enforcement officer, he's not supposed to be handing over counterintelligence or, intelligence to Russ Ulbricht.
Selling intelligence is probably not part of the job description.
Information about Force. And so this, of course, brings up the question of, did Russ Ulbricht actually order the murders of people as he was being libeled with those accusations in the media by the federal government when they were accusing him of running the Silk Road? They sort of slathered him with these accusations of, he also hired people to commit murder. murder for him.
Well,
but how are we supposed to know that for sure when this man, corrupt agent, now guilty of corruption, Mark Force, had access to all of the details from behind the scenes on the server and could have planted those chat logs?
Well, also, that's interesting, but we are to presume that somebody is innocent until proven guilty. That's what we've been told all along. And so, therefore, Ross Ulbricht is innocent until proven guilty of these charges. And the United States federal government has not seen fit, or nor has any state government seen fit to attempt to convict him. So at this point, I can only presume that that was flack in the news media. I have no idea. And until they, you know, until they do otherwise, I mean, right, they've had the trial for him setting up this drug website. And, you know, they're supposed to, as public servants, they're supposed to convict murderers. They haven't just haven't bothered to do that.
Information about Force and another corrupt agent, that's the Secret Service agent, was kept out of Ulbricht's Silk Road trial. Force was arrested after that and then pled guilty in June. Judge Seaborg's sentence was less than the 87-month sentence that the government requested, but it's substantially more than the 48 months that Force's defense lawyer had asked for. In addition to his crimes involving Ulbricht, Force also ripped off a customer of CoinMKT, a Bitcoin-related company that he was illegally moonlighting for. He stole $370,000 from a CoinMKT customer, putting $37,000 in a government account and keeping the rest for himself. As part of his sentence, Force was ordered to pay $337,000 in restitution to the victim, identified only as RP. He was ordered to pay $3,000 to Curtis Green, a former Silk Road staffer whose Force's team arrested. During the sentencing hearing, Force's lawyer, Ivan Bates, said that while his client accepted responsibility for his crimes, the judge should take into consideration Force's mental illness and family history of alcoholism and abuse.
Because they really care about those things when they're sentencing everybody else.
Well, this is one of their own, Mark. This is one of their children's. They got to take care of him.
There's no doubt he's going to jail, said the defense attorney. He's lost his career. He's lost his marriage. He's lost everything he's had. He'll always have a life sentence because of the mental health issues he has, unquote.
Oh, baby.
Bates also said that Force shouldn't have...
So will Ross Ulbricht have a life sentence.
Right.
For real.
He said
in a real federal prison.
Yeah. That Force shouldn't have been doing undercover work at all. An undercover mission in Puerto Rico in 2008 caused him to have a break from reality, after which he was institutionalized. Force wasn't allowed to return to his work at the DEA until 2010. The notion that Mr. Force should get a reduction because he was operating in a stressful environment and has mental health issues, that would send an incredibly dangerous message, said the prosecutor. Many federal agents operate in stressful environments. It's a stressful job, she said. Force is barred from communicating with Sean Bridges, who's the other agent in the Baltimore office who was convicted of stealing from the Silk Road during the investigation. And Mr. Bridges, that was the Secret Service agent who was involved in the investigation, is sentenced or scheduled to be sentenced in December. So now the big question that remains here after this news of both of these agents pleading guilty to various felony-level corruption charges is, will these new revelations... will this come into play in a favorable manner for Ross Ulbricht in his appeal?
I can't see how it can't. So I've said many times on the show and have said it for years, you're not going to find justice generally at the first level of courts. It's in the appeals that you're going to see these. Their matters of law are going to be meted out, and you have to bring them up in the trial in order to have them ruled on in the appeal. But ultimately...
But they couldn't bring these guys up during the trial.
I know. Well, that's part of the, right, like Ross Ulbricht has so many things he can appeal on. Unfortunately, he's liable to be in jail for 10 years before the appeals go through. I was in prison with a guy whose appeal went through, and they just came and they got him right off the rec field and took him, but he had already done
several years.
I can't say how long it was.
Ross has been in for 2 years now.
Yeah, well, 2 years is nothing compared to how long this is going to take. Well, the lawyers are in deep on this one. They're entrenched, and it could take him 10 years.
Wow. This makes me sick to my stomach, hearing stuff like that.
It's horrible. If you wanted to contact Ross, he's still sitting in a prison cell, and I'm sure he'd love to hear from
anywhere.
He's got plenty of time to write letters. You can contact him via the information at freeross.org. You can also donate to their defense fund. They're going to need a lot more. They started with like $400,000 in legal bills for just the first trial, and I think that didn't even really cover it. I think it was like $600 that they needed. And his parents, you know, they mortgaged their home. They don't have a whole lot of money. They need help.
Yeah.
If you want to see this conviction get overturned and support freedom of the marketplace, then please get behind FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. And, of course, you can join us here on the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Ian says, no more RK. He's tired of it.
I'm so tired.
He's tired of the wolves and the rabbits. I love it.
By the way, we'll talk about another corrupt cop here in a few moments. This one is a little bit dirtier in some ways than the last guy.
Oh, no.
It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-9358. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-9358. 1-800-944-9358.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Our toll-free number is 855-453-855-450-3733. Tonight, in studio, Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark. Check out Conan on his show. It's a television program, first and foremost, but also is available on YouTube and in podcast form. It's called Black Sheep Rising.
That's right, and we're going to be at Keenvention on Saturday at noon. We're going to be live right there in
Halloween edition.
Oh,
of
yeah, right there with a live audience.
How many times have you ever done a live episode of your show like that before?
Porkfest.
At Porkfest, okay.
And the last event was a pretty good turnout. We didn't have a lot of audience interaction, which is what I was kind of going for. We had a pretty girl on stage, and I think people were just enwrapped with her.
I see.
But I was trying to do something more like that on this show, to get more, more interaction. We do have three guests, Katie McCall, Ellen Ball, and Brett Vinat is going to be there.
From School Sucks.
Speaking of pretty girls.
He's going to be, he's going to be there for the entire second hour, and we're going to have it there. I'm going to have my drops and, good guests and maybe some audience interaction. Definitely if you're, I'm going to try to live stream it as well. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know what the Wi-Fi is.
There's free Wi-Fi there.
Well, if it's fast enough, it should work. But Black Sheep Rising. It's a fun little program.
And you can go watch all the back episodes. BlackSheepRising.org is the website.
Yep.
So let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We'll continue here on another Dirty Cop. This one gets really dirty and in a sexy way. We'll talk about that. And I'm not saying what he did was sexy. We'll tell you about it here in a few moments. But first, let's go to Web Keys on the line in Manchester. Web Keys, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, so I watched the video on the Supreme Court case about Church of the Sword yesterday, and I was wondering if Mark could talk about what his experience was at the case and what he thinks the outcome might be.
What is the Church of the Sword case, Mark, before we get into Webkey's question?
Yeah, the Church of the Sword is a church that has been meeting in New Hampshire, and as the ministers have to be New Hampshire residents in order to be members or ministers of the Church of the Sword.
So they can't live in their bus?
You can't be an inhabitant of New Hampshire. You have to be a resident.
I'm not sure what the legal terms are. They, they have to be in New Hampshire. They can't be residents of other states.
No.
And they meet regularly, and they are essentially non-theist in the sense that they don't take a position on God. Lots of different people, lots of different ideas there, and their case was brought, I guess they were...
A case of tax exemption on a parsonage, which happens to be your home.
That's right. And the lower court, what they call the Superior Court, had deemed that the Church of the Sword wasn't a church, much more of a club, I think is what they were saying. And this was, from what I could tell, largely trying to figure that out as far as the Supreme Court, Supreme Court's point of view. And I heard both of the arguments on both sides, the lawyer for Church of the Sword, the lawyer for the town I live in, and I really, the judges went after both sides, and I'd have to say that the lawyer for the town just looked bad. It seemed like his main thrust of his argument was that he called the members or the organizers of the church anarchists. He said they're individual anarchists, and individual anarchists cannot be parts of groups. And it's really just a laughable position, right?
The mindset of what an anarchist is that they're just out there chucking bottles through windows, and they don't really have affiliations with anyone. They don't realize that it's not about no rules; it's about no rulers. But you can have groups all day long. You could be affiliated with people. There's no problem with that.
People can have groups in the state of New Hampshire. And anarchists, he did not make the argument that anarchists weren't people. So therefore, the New Hampshire Supreme Court has really no position other than to, at the very least, not say that anarchists can't be part of groups. They're probably going to remand this back to the court.
I just want to say that if you think about the root of the word, the roots of the word anarchy, compared to the word like monarchy or democracy or something like that, that's speaking to government and the interaction between a human being and a government as opposed to a more general group.
Right. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like saying, oh, well, once you call yourself an anarchist, as if anyone had called themselves an anarchist. I'm a minister of the Church of the Sword, and I am not an anarchist. Once you call yourself an anarchist, you can't be in groups anymore. No Cub Scouts for you. No baseball teams. No nothing.
Well, that was one of the claims he made. It was the most ridiculous. But the other claim was that, well, they don't actually have a god, so therefore it's not a religion, which seemed to be relatively easy to beat that.
The Buddhists have had a religion for several thousand years without a god. Mm-hmm. So therefore, this is another specious and ridiculous argument for which the town in which I have lived has paid thousands of useless dollars for.
What do you think about how that applies to the separation of church and state, and how, if in any way, preference has been given to other religious groups?
Yeah, it seems obvious to me that this is just an argument where, hey, we don't like the idea of there being a new religion. Religions are too uncontrolled as it is. Mm-hmm. We don't like them. It's upsetting to us. And, that tax-free status, we don't like that either. So, no, there can't be a new religion, and we're going to have to fight it every step of the way.
But they will.
Most new religions really have been fought every step of the way.
Yeah, and what does this attorney have to do during his day anyways? This is something for him to get by.
He's not a town employee, right? He's a contractor, isn't he? They hired him.
Yeah, they don't have the lawsuits.
It's a small town. They don't have the money to have a professional attorney on staff all the time. So it's an interesting case, and if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Church of the Sword in this case, that will remand the case back to Superior Court, and odds are good they're going to issue a ruling that will not specify whether or not they consider Church of the Sword to be a religion. That's not really the question on the table. That was one of the reasons why the case was dismissed. But all the court is being asked to do is determine whether or not the Superior Court made a mistake or an error in dismissing the case at the point at which they dismissed it. So if the court rules in the Church of the Sword's favor, the case then goes back to Superior Court and moves forward towards a trial, which presumably will be a jury trial.
Did the judges? Right.
I think it is, but I don't know any.
I'm pretty sure I've been following the case to some extent.
Yeah. You guys are the lawyer and folks more so than I am.
Mr. Webkeys, anything else?
I was just wondering, do you guys have any estimate as to when there will be a result from the hearing?
It could be as little as a month. It could be as many as long as they want. So the Robin Hood case took around 8 or 9 months, and some cases are as short as 3 months. So who knows?
We were buying squares for when we thought the Supreme Court would rule.
Squares, is that a gambling term?
You can call it what you want, buddy. Gambling's a legal term, and I won't be corralled in by your... line of questioning. However, I did pick January the 14th. I hear the Thursdays are more likely. How's that?
Hey, thanks for the call, Webkeys. Appreciate it. If you want to jump in here, whether it's freedom of religion or a sick pervert cop, we'll talk about that on the way here. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on the radio. Also, Skype in. Skype username, lrn.fm.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. What happened with a cop who lured 60 men to his home?
He saved them.
At the same time?
He saved them.
He gave them something. I don't know if you want to call it a save. We'll explain a little bit more here. In a moment from photographyisnotacrime.com, great website, by the way. But also, I want you to know about shop.freetalklive.com. You want to get some shopping done, get and help Free Talk Live? This is how you do it. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You go to the Amazon links there. We already talked to you about how you can save big with Bitcoin on Amazon through saveitpurse.com. But if you don't have Bitcoin and you still got to shop, you might as well shop through shop.freetalklive.com, because then a nice portion of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through those links. There's also a couple Walmart links there, but nobody ever goes to those. But they're there for you if you prefer to, you know, maybe something's cheaper on Walmart than Amazon. You can do that, too.
Do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Shop.freetalklive.com, too. The phones and the fun. Dave in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen, I do much appreciate your show. I regret we only get you a few hours each week.
Go ahead, Doug.
On the North Coast.
What were your thoughts tonight?
Well, I think you don't lock in to an ideology so much that you can't explore truth. I like that about the show. I've come to kind of put a label on myself of being a liberal, but I'm not sure I know what that means anymore. And I'd like to see that discussed more. What really is the words we use today describing our political viewpoints?
Most people don't know. They can't describe it. I mean, you can ask people in one sentence, can you describe your political viewpoint? And the average so-called or self-described conservative or liberal probably can't do that, certainly not in one sentence. A libertarian can easily do that in one sentence.
Oftentimes they'll say that what it isn't, they'll try.
We're not those other guys.
Right.
Yeah, this week, there's this, I've seen on the Facebooks, and Bernie Sanders is doing the rounds out there trying to discuss what a democratic socialist is, because he's supposedly that's what he is. And he's
at least it's a closer definition than anything else. I mean, at least a democratic socialist, when somebody says they're a democratic socialist, I get what they're saying. And as far as Bernie Sanders goes, I may not agree with his politics on most things, but I would still rather see him win the Democratic nomination. Mm. When you're picking between Clinton and Biden and Bernie Sanders, I'd rather feel the burn like anybody else.
Is Biden in the race now? Did
I think
that happen?
Supposedly he may, like there's
I heard he was going to announce
soft announced today. I don't know.
Yeah, but he was just on Bill Maher the other day, and he was having to sit down. They're like, all right, they're talking. They're saying, hey, we need to educate you people. This is what a democratic socialist is, and they're back and forth. And of course, I've seen the memes too this week. So no one knows who they are except I think libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists, because we actually sat down one day and said, hey, what the hell am I? And we actually thought about it, and hey. We came to realize I don't want to hurt other people. I don't want to take things from other people to pay for my stuff. That's not fair. It doesn't make sense.
A libertarian is someone who does not believe in the use of or advocate the use of force, of aggressive force, to achieve political or social goals. A voluntarist is someone who believes all human interactions should be based in consent. This is very, very simple stuff. Anyway, Dave, you're welcome to share your comments. Go ahead.
Well, you know, in exploring it, I think I find for sure, and I guess you do too, that Bernie Sanders is certainly a sincere human being, whether or not he's come up with the right answers to it all or not. But I do listen.
Well, he's definitely not coming up with the right answers. I mean, the right answer is never to use aggressive force against your neighbor to get them to do something you want them to do or to not do something that you don't want them to do. The right answer is to use persuasive tactics and techniques to persuade people onto your side, but never to use force.
And this guy is a career politician, and I'm just going to say, don't trust him. I mean,
you can't
trust
this
guy.
He's been doing this long enough that you know what he's going to do. I mean, I don't know what...
Maybe you do, but the average Bernie fan, a lot of them think that he's some kind of anti-war guy. There's no real evidence for that.
Or an anti-gun guy. Or a pro-gun guy, I'm sorry. And he's really not. He's all about getting rid of assault weapons. But you know what? His wife, I just found out this week that she's a corrupt fraudster. She got fired from her last job for not embezzling, but for fraudstering a lot of money. So, I mean, you know...
And he wants to go after Ed Snow.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and you know, so he's married to a corrupt individual. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's got some skeletons in the closet.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. Tyler's in Washington. That's Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
I actually wanted to talk about. Before I get into that, I do want to agree with Mark on that. When it comes to Bernie Sanders, I want to feel the burn too, based on the fact that. Like, he's as skeptical of the Fed as any of them out there, and that's what makes him cool.
Didn't he shoot down Ron Paul's bill?
Well, he did, and I don't think that he's great, because he doesn't believe in competitive currencies, he doesn't believe in a free market, but he is skeptical of the Fed, and that's what makes him less of a statist than, say, you know, the lizard queen Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or the rest of them, but I still don't like him. So I just wanted to agree with you on that point.
All I'm saying is that I want to see him win the Democratic primary. I think that of the people that I see running there, that and I'm ruling out the ones that aren't polling at all. I'm just talking about the big three there. Of the big three, he's the one that seems that that I would like to see Democrats vote for. I mean, I'm only picking between three people.
Right. No, and I agree with you. I think he's the best of the Democrats. That doesn't make him a good candidate. He's still, he sucks as much as the rest of them.
I disagree. I think Vermin Supreme is the best Democratic candidate, although he hasn't officially announced yet.
It's, you got to pay $1,000 to be a part of the New Hampshire primary, and then I'll consider him a real candidate.
I do love his boot. It makes him look very official, the boot on his head. But what I wanted to talk about with you guys was a post you made on Facebook yesterday. It was a blog post about libertarians and shunning. And I was the one that posted. I said, if this is what you guys were talking about tonight, I'm going to call in tomorrow. And I did. I was driving home and I stopped at a gas station to call you guys because I really wanted to talk about this.
Okay, what about it?
The thing is that I think that the libertarians are kind of – the reason that we struggle so much with the movement is because we don't have a uniform message. And that's the beauty of libertarianism. We don't all agree, and we disagree on a lot of things, and we're supposed to, you know, because we don't all believe in a certain you have to do this, you have to do that. We're all free to think what we want, which is great. But one thing that I think that we do not take into account a lot is negative and positive social sanction, right? I think a big part of being a libertarian is that we don't regulate each other, but what we do is we shun bad ideas and we applaud good ones. Now, I completely agreed with that blog post in that, like, you know, there's certain people that we need to, like, disagree with and not let them into the movement. Because
How do you not let somebody in the movement?
Well, and not when I say not let them in the movement, I just mean don't give them their spotlight.
Yeah, Mark, how does the alpha female wolf prevent the little wolf from mating with her?
You said, bite them, I assume.
Keep your legs closed.
No, they don't let them eat.
Okay. Well, I just don't, I'm trying to figure out how that might apply in this circumstance.
Well, you don't let them eat. You don't put their blog post all over your blog and give them credit and send them more views, which is what I saw some of the posts were identifying. They say, hey, look, you just gave this man more airtime. You should have just ignored him.
What are we talking about here? Are you talking about the post we read last night on the air? This caller is saying he appreciated that post.
I was saying I didn't actually read the post, but I saw some of the comments, and they were like, "Hey, you just gave this man airtime. If you're really gonna shun him,
I'm not looking to shun him. Look, the post was. Let me recap briefly. The post was by Joel Valenzuela. He's a liberty activist here in New Hampshire, and he was saying that certain people in Keene are bad because we are not ostracizing people like Chris Cantwell. And so then we were told that we were bad because we put Joel's post on our blog, which is, of course, the exact same thing people say to us about putting Chris Cantwell's post on our blog. So once again, you just can't make anyone happy. Stand by, Tyler. We'll let you explain where you're coming from on this now that we've sort of explained the backstory a little bit. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, join us now. The number 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to get behind the show, then become an amplifier. The AMP program is over at amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's $5 a month. We'll take that money into the show and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can bring Free Talk Live to more radio stations all around the country. Bring new internet listeners on board, expand our satellite footprint, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, because, gosh darn it, that's worth something. And if it's worth $5 a month to you, what we're doing here, then please get behind the show at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a huge help to us when you do this. It also gives you access to special perks like the very cool Free Talk Live AMP, the AMP Facebook group, which is really, you know, you never know about these Facebook groups. Sometimes you create it, add some people to it, and then they never talk. But the Facebook group for the amplifiers is always busy. There's new posts in there, I would say, every day.
Sure is.
Every single day, which is really cool. So it's lively. There's that and other perks, including the AMP Only podcast. So go to AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com, and get signed up using any major credit card through PayPal, as well as Visa and MasterCard. And coming soon, a new way to pay for AMP. I will not say what that is going to be.
It's going
to
be exciting.
But I'm excited about it, and hopefully you will be too. But stay tuned for that. Let's go back to Tyler listening in Washington. He was calling about an article that we shared yesterday on the show And it was about us darn Keniacs not being choosy enough with our friends and our fellow activists, and that we should ostracize completely people like Chris Cantwell, who, by the way, has been kicked off of Free Talk Live because one of his viewpoints didn't jive with the message that we want to portray here on Free Talk Live. But that doesn't mean that I'm not still friends with Chris. In fact, he and I went out and played some darts last night, as a matter of fact. And anyway, Tyler, go ahead with your comments.
Okay, well, the thing is there's a two-sided coin to social sanctions, right? There's a positive and a negative. And I kind of want to touch on both of them briefly. And what it is that when it comes to negative sanctions, there's certain people within the group that, you know, and, you know, I agree with Mark, they should be in the group, but I also agree with Conan that, you know, don't always let them drink from the well. And those are, you know, the kind of the crazies, the conspiracy theorists, the racists and stuff that, like, you know, in a libertarian society, yes, you should be able to freely have those ideas and feel how you want. Like, if you own a business and you're a racist, if you don't want to serve someone based on their race, fine. But you're going to lose business, and you might go out of business because of it. Those people, though, they negatively hurt the movement because people on the outside, sometimes they'll look at those people and they'll think, you know, oh, that's what they all are. They're just going to group us all in.
Yeah, that's true. But the one thing you can't do is control who's in your movement. You can't do that. If somebody goes on the air and says they're a racist and then in the next breath says they're a libertarian, well, you can't stop them from doing that unless you, you know, they're on their own show. They're out there in public making claims. There's this guy, Sol Invictus in Florida, who's like this blood-drinking pagan, apparently. And you know,
he's not doing much good for the movement.
You know, he's... that's causing controversy. The Libertarian Party, in that case.
If there was ever a lizard politician, he just takes the cake.
But my point being, you know, if you have a movement, once it grows large enough, you can't control who shows up. Perfect example of this is the 420 celebrations that happened here back in 2009 in Keene, where we had over 130 people in Central Square, many of whom were smoking cannabis openly. And you don't know who those 100, you know, I might have known 20 out of the 130 people in that square. And if somebody started doing something stupid or dangerous, all I can do about it is talk to them and say, hey, can you cut that out, please, and maybe give them some reasons why they should stop. But if they continue to do what they're doing, I can't do anything about it. I'm in a public place at a public event, and the public, which includes crazies, racists, losers, you know, homophobes, whoever, can show up. And all I can do is just speak out against it.
But that's my biggest point right there, is talking to them. Now, the libertarian mindset says you should allow anyone to say what they want, and you should also agree they have a right to say it. But the biggest thing is that I think that we don't do a good job of shunning, in that if somebody does make a sexist comment or does say a racist comment, as libertarians, we usually go, well, that's your right to say it. You know what, you can have your idea or whatever, but we don't.
That's not what I say.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll call him out.
That doesn't happen anywhere that I know of.
Yeah, I'll call him out. That's not the right thing to say. That's not appropriate. That's rude. I'll have a conversation with that person. But thing is, the people who don't like where many of us come from in Keene, you know, the liberty activists here, is that we aren't shunning enough. They say that we're not ostracizing enough. The fact that we're having conversations with people and trying to come to common ground and trying to, you know, I want to set a good example for people. Because, well, you know, people do have issues.
What about when you burned the American flag, or you didn't burn it?
I didn't
do
that.
The video. Oh, you did.
Yeah, I did not burn the American flag.
Oh, you did not. Okay.
I know.
You posted a video of people burning an American flag.
I have done that. Yes.
Right, and you have like supported the idea behind it. Now, okay, somebody who is prior service, when I look at that. The thing about the American flag and the burning it, and the controversy that it causes, is that there's so much ambiguity with the meaning of burning the flag.
Yeah, I understand.
So when you burn the flag, you are burning something that represents the statist foundation, the establishment, but other people see it as you're burning something that represents the people of this nation.
Sure,
now,
I get that.
As somebody who's prior service, I know a lot of people in the military who are libertarian, who joined and they see the negative aspects of socialism because military is the biggest form of socialism in America today. And they realize the negative aspects. And those people would be very, very susceptible to joining the liberty movement, but then they see things like that and they think, well, shoot, these guys are just a bunch of crazy extremists and I don't want to be part of that because they're burning something that I served for.
But you can say that about all kinds of different activism. There are people who will say that, oh, you guys shouldn't do Robin Hooding, which is filling expired meters in front of the meter maids. You shouldn't do Robin Hooding because, you know, that'll upset some people. And it does upset some people. Some people are upset by the fact that, you know, we're challenging the status quo, that we're out there doing these
Your
things.
Your single example really isn't serving here. The fact is that they will say it about everything.
That's what I'm saying.
That you do. Not just some things, but everything.
Anything that has an impact, anything that's visible, anything where you're taking a strong position on some sort of issue, it's going to piss somebody off. And people seem to think that it's only the keen activists in New Hampshire who are going to upset people because we're just so rude or whatever. And it's ridiculous. We talked about the Uber driver, Christopher David, who is illegally driving for Uber. Well, guess what? He's making enemies in that town. Why is he making enemies in Portsmouth? Because he's taking a position, he's taking action, he's doing civil disobedience in this case.
He's standing up for himself.
He's standing up for himself and the freedom to do business and and all the other Uber drivers and passengers. And you know who hates him? The taxi cabbies and all the bosses of the taxi cabbies. They all hate him. And you better believe that the families of the taxi cabbies don't like him very much either. And the people, there was a bouncer outside of a bar who snitched on him to the police one night. You better believe that that bouncer doesn't like him. Probably the owner of the bar supports his bouncer because he's probably buddies with the cops or whatever. I mean,
hey, look at this guy. He didn't pay his dues.
Right.
Whoa. I had to pay my dues and this guy's not paying his dues.
It's
What's up with that?
Not just that, but, you know, they'll also use the excuse that, oh, well, he's not safe. He's got to get government inspected and government registered because then he could be dangerous and he could be a murderer and, you know, taking people around. So we need the government. And the fact that he's not out there jumping through these government hoops is putting us all in danger. This man's a menace to society. You don't think that's going to happen? It's absolutely going to happen. So it doesn't matter what you do, Tyler, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, burning the flag is the tip. That's bad.
It's one of the more offensive things.
Now, I agree that ruffling certain feathers is going to happen, and it's actually kind of important because it does draw attention. I agree with that. But this is the other side. Like I said, a positive and a negative. This is the other side that I'm kind of, you know, like trying to push towards is that, like, with Rand Paul. Okay, Rand Paul is not a libertarian, but he has libertarian aspects. And yet people within the party do not want to support him because they're kind of purists. And they're like, oh, well, he's not libertarian enough, so I'm not going to support him because, he's not.
I'm one of those people.
I am as well.
Right. My thing is
I'm going to support him. He's got my vote.
How much money did you give him?
None of your business.
Zero, right?
I've donated to his campaign.
You have? Okay.
I haven't donated. Well, me, I haven't donated to as much as Ron Paul because Ron Paul was the king. He was the man.
Yep, I've donated a lot more to the Ron Paul campaign.
Right. Now, the thing is, though, is that the reason I donated to Rand, even though he's not a libertarian, is because it's a positive aspect, right? There's a positive sanction that we need to give. And I think that libertarians don't give enough positive sanctions. Now, we do give a certain amount of negative sanctions, like I mentioned, but sometimes we need to push it a little bit harder. But we need to start pushing this more of a mainstream idea rather than, like, this extremist idea, like with the flag burning. We need to push more of a mainstream idea where it's like, listen, anything that resembles more liberty than what we currently have, why are we not pushing for that even more?
I agree with no more flag burning, but no more sending money to federal agents. They're not going to get us out of this crap.
The principled people are the ones I want to support because, to me, a political campaign is about spreading the ideas of liberty, and Rand Paul's not doing that. Thanks, Tyler, for your call tonight. And whoever starts doing that, maybe it'll be our own Daryl W. Perry. I'll get behind that person's campaign. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.